most people have, I don't know, a front garden and some people a back garden, maybe two if they're really crazy. You have
26.
26 gardens?
Yeah, it's a little silly, but you know, each of them is different and in a different place, and I like to refer to them by name, because then, you know, my husband and I are able to actually communicate. I'm going to go weed the shed garden. Well, he'll know where to find me because that's a distinct garden, or the arbor garden, or the west yard, or the pine garden, or the rockery, or the hortus familia, or the forage garden. Or I could go on.
It's not, I should say, a gardening book.
No, it's not.
But you actually held my interest through gardening, which takes a lot. So, so explain what it is then.
Well, it's a collection of pieces. If essay weren't a dirty word in the current literary climate, I would call them essays.
Blogs? We could call it.
No, it's not a blog. The pieces start their life on my website. But it's not a blog as I understand the word. The website is frugalistagardener.com. And I started it 2 years ago. But it's not a blog in the sense that I'm not sort of writing it and posting it right away. They are essays. They are polished. They're polished pieces of writing that I post. And I try to post one every week. I'm not entirely consistent, but I do my best. They're essays that take root in the garden, right? So their stimulus, their muse, is the garden. They're not sentimental. They're not, you know, oh, isn't it lovely? It's not that. It's the garden for me prompts a lot, all kinds of contemplations and meditations on how the world works and what the place of the human in the world is. Not only the natural world, but the built world too. But to a large extent, the natural world. And we're part of that world. We're animals. And it's really interesting to me. I can't help but think about it when I'm gardening. And I swear I'm not unique, because I know that the gardeners that I hear from, they're responding because they have the same kind of thoughts too. So when you see, you know, a flower open at precisely 10 o'clock every morning, and another flower open at precisely 3 o'clock in the afternoon every day, you start to wonder, well, what kind of a clock are they on? And what's our clock that's equivalent to that? And what has that got to do with the watches that we wear? What is the sense of timing in the natural world compared to the sense of timing that we've constructed as humans? And which then leads you into Linnaeus, who the great namer of plants, who actually had a project of making a flower clock. So he researched plants that all had different opening and closing times and arranged them on a theoretical clock face, so that you would be able to tell the time according to what plants open and close, which then made me think, well, to what extent am I aware of the opening and closing of the leaves and flowers in my garden? And to what extent does that influence how I portion out my day in a timely way? So that's the way the essays evolve, is I see something, it makes me wonder about something, I pursue it, think about it, and end up with an essay.
Oxymoron, the satisfied gardener. I have never, ever met one who says, yes, my garden is. And every time I go to someone who's a gardener, they go, oh, if you were only here last week, it was beautiful, the blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I know darn well if I'd shown up, if I could jump into a time machine and go back, they'd still get, oh,
if only.
Week before.
Okay, so what does that tell you?
I will turn the question. What do you think that means? Have you done that yourself?
Of course, because gardening is an act of the imagination.
Well, it sounds like a lovely spot.
It is.
And one of these days I will stop in and you can tell me how good it looked last week.
Okay. Okay, it's a deal.
Or you can feel free to brag. I'm good for about 20 minutes in a garden before I just glaze over completely.
Yeah, I think most gardeners, you know, they see their failures more than their triumphs. I'm not a big bragger about the success of my garden, and there's always something I'd like to try next year, right? And actually, I should point this out, right? Because I think what that says about gardeners is that they are essentially very optimistic people. I don't think pessimists become gardeners, because you would be worn down pretty darn fast, right? It's the people who always think, well, I could do that next year, or maybe it'll bloom tomorrow.
The book is A New Leaf, Growing with My Garden. I've been speaking with the author, Marilyn Simons, and A New Leaf is published by Doubleday Canada.